honor in tyrannical policies. There is no honor in this archaic code.
Students at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah this week protesting the school's honor code and its treatment of sexual assault victims. The protests were partly in response to a petition from Maddie Barney. Last year, she told Provo police she'd been raped off campus, not by a student. She was later summoned by a university official to respond to charges that she'd violated the school's honor code. Now she and others want the school to re-examine that. Erin Alberti is a reporter with the Salt Lake Tribune. By the way, Maddie Barney wanted her name to be used and gave the paper permission. So, Erin, she reported the alleged assault to the Provo police. And then what? How did her file even get to BYU?
Well, she made this report to Provo police, and then, and nobody challenges this, that the deputy took the police file to Brigham Young University's Honor Code Office. Now, the Honor Code Office enforces Brigham Young University's code of conduct, which, compared to other schools and universities, would probably be considered quite strict. Of course, it follows Mormon rules about you can't drink coffee, can't drink alcohol. There's a dress code that restricts men from wearing facial hair. Women have to keep their shoulders covered, and it also regulates when students of the opposite sex can be visiting each other, or even non-students if they are involved with students. Also regulates sexual contact.
Well, the overarching theme there is you must live a chaste and virtuous life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So now this file on Maddie goes to BYU. If she's claiming she was attacked, what was not chaste about that? What would she be investigated for?
If they believe that the sexual contact was consensual, for example, she could be disciplined for violations of the chastity rules. So if the assailant was invited into her apartment, even though no other roommates were there, or if it was after a certain time of day, if they went to her bedroom, if she consumed any alcohol or drugs, these are the things that other people who have reported being sexually assaulted at BYU have said they were worried about in reporting, because then they would be on the hook for honor code violations.
Well, tell us more about that, because people have come forward, women have come forward with claims that they were assaulted when they were young by BYU students, that they were assaulted when they were BYU students 20 years ago. And what it sounds like they're saying is that this honor code has a chilling effect, because if you think you're going to be called up on violating the honor code, then you may not report an assault.
Yeah, we've heard that from a number of current and former students. Probably a couple dozen have contacted us and said that they didn't report sexual assaults that occurred to them while they were students at BYU, and many of those said it was specifically because they were concerned about being disciplined by the school as a result of honor code violations.
Well, so what is the school saying?
Well, the school says that they will never discipline a student for being a victim of sexual violence. They've said that the honor code investigations and the other school investigations under Title IX would be separate. However, a couple of different students have said that staff at that Title IX office told them that they're basically the same, that an honor code investigation would be automatic as a result of them having filed a report of sexual violence against them.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Washington Post, which has also picked up the story. And it has the letter that was sent to Maddie Barney from the school. And it says, we've received information that you've been a victim of behavior that is addressed in the university's sexual misconduct policy. We've also received information that you have engaged in behavior that violates the BYU honor code. Look, there are people who choose to be in this church and go to the school because they agree with these values. But that's chilling. What are women saying about this? You know, we have received information that you've engaged in behavior that violates the honor code. You're not the victim. You are an abuser of a code.
Well, and we've heard from two different women who said that honor code investigations were opened into them and into their conduct, even though there was no apparent violation of the honor code in their reports. So they say that they were investigated simply because they reported sexual violence.
So what is the school saying they're going to do?
Well, the school has said this week that they are going to initiate a study of the practices around Title IX investigations of sexual assaults and what the protocols are. They said they may consider some structural changes. It's not clear what those structural changes may be, and we also don't know how long this study may take.
Erin Alberti, a reporter with the Salt Lake Tribune. Erin, thank you.
Thank you so much.